welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My latest 2 are cozy mysteries. Today I'm talking to Stephen Richmond from Tractor Barns Productions. Stephen's passion for tractors and agricultural machines has resulted in a business that is fully international. So please sit back and enjoy meeting Stephen, the man behind the wheel and camera. Hi, Stephen. Lovely to meet you. And great for coming along today to talk on the podcast about tractors. Now, I'm sure the listener's thinking, is she talking right? Tractors? But I know it's been a passion of yours all your life. Tell us a little bit about your new company. Well, it's not a new company, but your company that deals with tractors.
Hello, Pauline. Yes, you're certainly right in saying that tractors have been a passion all my life. I mean, I think my first memory, I don't even know how old I was. I can remember, I'll say a red tractor for going up and down the field. And I think that's where I got the bug. And since then, I've just been so passionate about tractors and farming as well, obviously, you know, because it comes part together, don't it, sort of thing. But right from an early age, and it led me and my friend, really, literally every spare childhood moment I had, just going up the fields around where I lived, following tractors. Obviously, when we were following them, when I was old enough, I thought it'd be nice to take pictures of these tractors. So that's what we done. We got cameras and we were just taking pictures and photos. And I think sort of, you know, as the years went on, we accumulated like over 20,000 photographs of tractors, which some people might think, my God, you know.
The photographs you have are modern and old. So you've got a real collection of different style tractors and different age tractors as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they vary right from the sort of like that. I'll say the Fordson, which was obviously doing the war, and still many people still own them and take them to shows, right up to the latest £180,000 modern tractors that virtually drive themselves and, got more computers than the space shuttle sort of thing. So I got all sorts in the photos and we had all them. So we decided back in 1996 that we'd put them together and try and do a book. And we did through another publisher, and we called them Modern Tractors at the time, and it went on to be a sort of like a bestseller for them, and it got us recognized, should we say. And the natural progression from there, obviously from the stills, was to get a video camera and get these tractors sort of moving. So that's what we've done. I was going to say DVD, but obviously in our age it was VHS tape then. So we got these done onto VHS and sold a few of them through another company. Then obviously went on to DVDs, and we had quite a few successful DVDs on tractors and farming and that. But in 2009, we thought, well, I don't know, we keep doing this for other people. We should really just be doing this ourselves. So hence our company, Tractor Barn Productions, came about in 2009, where we basically, me and my friend, done everything in-house. We filmed, written scripts, done the DVDs, done the editing. I do all the editing, which I really enjoy doing. We done our first couple of DVDs, and lo and behold, they sold very well and became very successful. We're lucky, really, because the tractor, should I say, enthusiasts, we have a lovely group, you know, and it is worldwide. And because we share that passion, you know what Jeff or Jane or David's doing with his tractor, and you talk about it on social media, and you just become so well known. And obviously, they then buy our DVDs and enjoy them really well. So, and it's gone.
But your DVDs, they're actually posted all over the world. I mean, they're not confined to the UK. You have an international audience for all your DVDs.
Yeah, we have, Pauline, and that was the surprising thing. It was very surprising that people from New Zealand, we've had Africa, China, America, you know, just all over, Norway, Holland, you know, buying them. And, I mean, it makes me laugh because I often say to people, because I do present them as well as narrate them with my friend, and I think how on earth they understand the Suffolk accent is beyond me, you know. I really don't know how they understand what I'm saying.
That's part of the charm, though, isn't it, Stephen? That's part of the charm. So,
well, I suppose it is.
It most definitely, because you think, I mean, it's not, it's what people think a farmer, well, he's got to have a lovely accent, hasn't he?
Well, that's it.
I suppose it just, it's all part of the deal. But how many DVDs, I don't mean in numbers, but in series have you got out there?
Yeah, I mean, on our website at the moment, which is www.tractorbarnproductions.com, we now have about 195 DVDs. We do sell a few other, there's a couple other people do them, and we do sell theirs as well. But the main catalogue is mainly what we've produced over since 2009, to be fair. So yeah, it's about 195, and that does cover, as you said earlier, from old tractors to new, to combine harvesters, sugar beet harvesters, machines that harvest the peas that you have on your dinner table every sort of Sunday and that sort of thing. And it's such a vast scope that hopefully there's something for everybody, really, sort of thing. So yeah, but yeah, so we've got a good catalogue at the moment.
And that catalogue is quite large, as you've just said, but it covers every age group as well. It's not confined to a certain age group. Your DVDs are for anybody who loves tractors and farm machinery. So from a little boy, a little girl, to a retired person, in between, it's for everybody.
Absolutely. I mean, I often get on the phone to customers, who want a DVD, and they're often saying, "Oh, we're buying it for our grandchildren or a young son or something." And then we'll obviously get the older generation, should we say, who's retired and saying, "Oh, yes, I've worked with them, sort of for the last 50 years." And it's such a broad spectrum. As you say, it is not, and it's not just males neither. We get a lot of the females as well, because there's a huge amount of females in farming, which I think is great. And a lot of them are customers as well, and it is just fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
So your DVDs cover what, if you were to just give an idea of the eras it covers, is it from like 1935, or do you have a particular part where your DVDs go back to? I know they're modern, but what about, what are the sort of decades you cover as well?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our ones of what we're filmed obviously spans from what we're filmed since, I suppose, like you could say, the early 90s up to the present day. But in that spectrum, a lot of them tractors are old tractors at shows, which, like I said, from 1914 to 1920s, 30s, the whole range of decades. But we do, I wouldn't say we specialize, but we do enjoy doing a series of DVDs that we do where we go and film a certain farm, we follow them for the year. And then we sort of like put a video together, DVD, sorry, together, and then you see what they do from January right through till January, and
Oh,
it's
so you go
fantastic.
right through the season then, how what the tractor's work year has been.
Exactly, yeah. What the tractors do in that season, if any break, the whole lot, not just all the good bits. And obviously, if they break down, we show what the problems there are and what kind of jobs. And obviously, some of these farms we go to are mixed farms, so they've also got livestock as well. So then the tractors are not just purely arable on the fields all the time; they're in the cattle sheds feeding and mucking out and that. So it's fantastic. And then obviously, we'll interview the workers that work there or the farmer himself, and they tell us a little bit about their farm and their tractors and why they purchased that tractor and how good that tractor is. So yeah, it's all about the tractors, Pauline. It's all about the tractors.
But it's also about a way of life as well, because a tractor is part of somebody's life. And you actually mentioned earlier on the price of a modern tractor, £180,000.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they are, some are more than that. Some of the latest, biggest tractors, you're talking quarter of a million easy sort of thing. I mean, I still love farming and drive tractors of my own, and go and help other people. But I mean, for instance, during the summer, I drive what they call a pea viner. I harvest the peas for a local company, and we cover about 9,500 acres. And these machines are now £625,000 a piece. So I'm sitting there driving a lot of money, there's a lot of responsibility when you're sitting in a machine that costs £625,000.
Yeah, and I suppose that cost means they're very, very electronic, and they do most things, and you're really in charge of making sure it all works exactly. You're not like the in the old days driver pulling all the levers. It does a lot of all the work itself. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, to I always think I'll call them the old boys of yesteryear. If they jumped in a new tractor today or a machine, they would honestly think, like, it's a space age thing. It's absolutely incredible. You push a button and it steers itself, it turns itself on the headland, it lifts the implement up itself, and you are literally you're making sure everything's working and you're setting the machine up, and you're just really sort of more an operator. But I mean, in saying that, you still got to, you know, you can't lose that that feeling for farming, because you know, if you come into expecting just to sit there, have an easy life, you know, listen to the radio and that, you will not be interested in what the job entails. And then I think that's where that distance becomes apparent. And that's where I think that there is a danger of farming losing, as you said earlier, the great characters. You know, it can go too far sometimes, I think.
But the investment in farming nowadays is phenomenal. It's always has, obviously, investment and the need to have a return on it. But when you talk about just one machine costing nearly £750,000, it puts things in perspective on how farms work these days.
Oh, absolutely. It really does. And again, that's why we do the DVDs, just to show this, you know. I mean, hopefully our DVDs show what is out in the fields today and what the operations do. And like I say, it's proved very popular. I mean, obviously, again, as you said about the age, I think it's great for kids to understand as well what farming is about. You know, you need the younger generation to understand it. And I won't talk about it now so much, Pauline, because I can always chat to you later about it. But I have done a series of children's books, because I feel it's very important that the children, you know, understand what farming is, what tractors are, and, you know, how they produce food, basically, sort of thing. Because I still think there is that aspect of some people, unfortunately, think that food comes from a supermarket and not actually out in the field.
I know you're going to come back, Stephen, because the children's books are again about tractors, farming, but they're done at a different level because they're for children. And I'd like us to talk about that. But today we'll just talk about your DVDs and the market you're in on those. But just give us a title of, there are a series of books, these children's books.
Yes, they are a series. It's all based around a farm called Hedgerow Farm. They are basically tractors and characters, should we say, that help Farmer Fred on the farm to get his jobs done. But like I say, I won't talk too much, but we have Jake, who's the main character, who's a green tractor, young green tractor, and he is the heart of the farm, and all his friends and that gather around to help him. And obviously we have mishaps along the way, a lot of fun is head. So they're really good.
They sound really exciting. And you know, listeners, Stephen is going to come back and talk about the children's books because he's got a lot to talk about and a lot to talk about on tractors, because tractors aren't just four wheels muddy machines anymore, are they?
No, far from it. I mean, it is incredible how they've gone. And, you know, it's funny, really, because I still think, even if you're not from a farming background, I've had people stop when we've been in the fields and that, and they'll just pull up in amazement. You know, they'll think, my God, what are you doing? You know, what is this huge, colourful, bright machine doing? I mean, as I mentioned earlier, when I harvest peas, I mean, we go all night, literally. We harvest peas during the night, and the amount of people come out and say, you know, what are you doing out here at 3 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, all these lights on? It must be like the Martians have landed in the middle of the countryside when you see them, sort of thing. And so yeah, and again, we've done a DVD on that. You know, we done a couple of DVDs to show how the peas are harvested and the whole process of freezing, and it's a military operation. And the DVD called The Pea Files, funny enough, shows how much work goes in just to produce a packet of peas for you to have on your plate with a roast or something.
And what is the name of that DVD series, Stephen?
Yeah, there's two of them. There's called The Pea Files, which we show the history of the pea harvester and how the pea sort of harvester's gone. And then we've done Pea Files 2, which obviously then shows the modern harvesters, and it follows me through a season, obviously, on one of my £625,000 pea vines. So yeah, it's really, you know, really interesting, and it's great because it's like a bit of a fly on the wall documentary, and it just gives an insight to people. And a lot of people, obviously, are like myself, just so enthusiastic, you know. So it's the passion is huge amongst so many people.
Well, there's no question about it, Stephen. I can hear in your voice you are so incredibly passionate about it all, and you deserve the success you have. So we are going to come back and we're going to talk more. But for today, can you just remind the listener your website and how they can order DVDs from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if any, like I said, we have such a vast amount of DVDs to cover all ages and that. And our website is www. And it's tractorbarnproductions.com. If you'd like to email us to get any information, it's tractorbarn@ymail.com. We have a Facebook page which does very well, and that is Tractor Barn Productions, just on the Facebook page. And another thing I haven't talked about, which we can obviously talk about later on another time, is our YouTube channel, which is proving very popular. Now we've got 35,000 subscribers. But yes,
Is
again, check
that
out our
Tractor
YouTube
Barn
channel.
also? Is that under Tractor Barn?
That is Pauline. Yeah, that's Tractor Barn Productions on YouTube. So check that out. We have so many videos on there. And of course, if you'd like to give us a bell, I'm willing to give out my number. It's 01502 740114. Ring me up, have a chat, and hopefully purchase some DVDs. And we do a catalogue every year. So again, if you would just like one of our catalogues, just get in touch and we'll send one off in the post here.
Right, so that's fantastic, Steve. So, Tractor Barns Productions, that's what you've got to look for. And you'll find website, YouTube, lots of information. Please go and visit. Stephen, a million thanks for coming along. It's been great to listen about tractors. I'm shocked, I'll be honest with you, about the price of them. I live in a city, so I don't see the fields like you see the fields. But just to know, when I do see a tractor out there, how much it's worth.
Yeah, absolutely. It is frightening, absolutely. But yeah, no, it's been great to talk to you, Paul. And so I'd love to come back to talk to you about my children's books and obviously my own tractors, because I'm obviously, it would be daft not to have some old tractors of my own, wouldn't it, sort of thing, being so passionate. So I can tell you about my own fleet of tractors that I own and work as well. Obviously I do work them as well, so
Well, I'll
yeah.
tell you what, Stephen, you might have 192 DVDs in your series. At the rate we're going to go, we might have a similar in podcasts with you and me.
Yeah, I did more than talk. I can talk all week.
I think we'll work on that number.
Yeah, I can talk about tractors forever. I really can.
No. Okay, Stephen, I'm going to say thanks a million. We're going to catch up again very, very soon. Have a great day, and we'll talk very, very soon.
Thank you, Pauline. Thank you. See
Okay,
you soon.
bye. I hope you enjoyed meeting Stephen as much as I did. And I'm sure you'll agree, like me, you never thought tractors were up to 5 times more expensive to buy new than a Porsche car. Stephen will be back to talk more about his children's books and a more in-depth of some of the fascinating stories told through their DVD series. One of the stories is about peas, the garden pea, the one in the ground, from the ground to your plate on the table. It is a fascinating story. In the meantime, you can find out more about Tractor Barns Productions on their website, tractorbarnproductions.com. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. You can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com, and you're more than welcome to share them with all your family and friends. I do hope you will. And don't forget, you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. Until the next time, I hope the sun is shining on your face and in your heart. Take care and ta-ta for now.